The 5th Annual Orillia Regional Arts and Heritage Awards, or Awards, is gearing up already, for a November 22 event. Before the event, however, nominations must be gathered, and that's where you come in. The Aura Awards Committee is looking for nominations in the following categories. Education in the Arts, Culture and Heritage Award looks to recognize an educator, not necessarily a teacher by profession, whose knowledge and teaching skills inspire others to pursue their interest in the arts and heritage. Emerging Artist Award recognizes an individual of any age who is in the early years, under 5 years, of launching a career in the arts. Nominees can be pursuing any genre of art including, but not limited to, visual arts, performance arts, literary arts and many more. Heritage, Restoration, Renovation and Publication Award recognizes an individual or group who brought to life regional history through a physical restoration or creation of a permanent public record. Event in the Arts, Culture and Heritage Award looks to honor an individual, organization, or corporation for their part in organizing a single or annual event that showcases the region's creative talent or cultural heritage. The Kennifer Brown Achievement Award recognizes an individual or group of individuals who have made an outstanding contribution to the cultural life of their community. Nominees may include artists, historians, volunteers, cultural organizations and donors. This award honors Kennifer Brown, who gave much of herself to support both arts and heritage organizations within the region. The nomination process is all online, and it's simple. You need to submit your name and email, the nominator, the name and email of the person you are nominating, the nominee, the category you are nominating them in, a paragraph stating why you feel they deserve the award, and then up to 5 pieces of supporting documentation. These could include samples of their work, media pieces about them, their CV or bio, and/or letters of support from members of the public. Previous winners are not eligible to be nominated in the category they have been the winner in, but you can renominate those who did not receive an award, or renominate someone in a different category from the one they received the award in. Nominations are due October 20, 2023, and you can submit your nomination for a deserving winner through the portal here. Thanks for helping celebrate the best and brightest in arts and heritage in Orillia. Oh, and save the date for the awards night. It's November 22, 2023, at Creative Nomad Studios and doors open at 6 p.m. Here we are, at the August long weekend, and the second half of the summer is upon us. Let's make the most of it and enjoy all this area has to offer. The Orillia Opera House, is offering a lot, this summer. Right on the heels of Moving In's highly successful run, comes Bed and Breakfast, the second in the OOH's summer theater offerings. Here's the synopsis. Brett and Drew want to move out of their tiny downtown condo and into a house, but they just lost their 7th bidding war in Toronto. When Brett's beloved Aunt Maggie dies, he unexpectedly inherits the historic family home in a quiet little tourist town. Unhappy with their careers and frustrated by life in the fast-paced city, the couple decides to make the move and start up a B&B, but when the guys face friction in their new community, they discover the simple life is more complicated than they thought. It's getting great reviews and runs until August 11th, so grab your tickets now here. Also at the OOH this summer, Duck Soup Productions has been running the musical Matilda. This is a great show for the youngsters, put on by youngsters in our community. It's running Tuesday nights until the end of August, and this weekend, there is a matinee and evening show on the Saturday. Matilda is just what everyone needs this summer, so get your tickets here and enjoy. Don't forget to put the St. James's Wednesday noontime recitals into your calendar. Upcoming dates and guests are August 9, John and Susan Smith on harp and clarinet, August 16, Rebecca Campbell and Gary Curran, vocalists, with Marnie Curran on piano. August 23, Anna Trubishnik, singer, and Brent Mayhew, piano. And finally, August 30, Wilhelmina Timersma, an original organist. All recitals are at noon at St. James's Anglican Church. They are free, although a free will donation is always appreciated, and a cool drink to go with your bag lunch is provided. Also, on Wednesdays, but at 7 p.m., enjoy the Guns, Gangs, and Grog Walking Tour of Orillia, put on by the Orillia Museum of Art and History, OMAH. This is going until the end of the summer, and ends up at Couchiching Craft Brewery, where the first drink is on OMAH. To register, go here. But hurry, these end when the summer does. Fridays at 7 p.m. until the end of the summer, OMAH presents Historical Orillia, a walking tour of Orillia. Another fun way to find out about our past. To enjoy, register here. Fridays from 6 p.m. to dark, enjoy an art walk through the Peter Street Arts District. Lots of beautiful art to take home with you. This is during the Downtown Orillia See You on the Patio program, running Friday and Saturday nights until Labor Day weekend. Come enjoy Downtown Orillia as a pedestrian walkway during this special month of summer. And this just in. Starry Night is back. This signature event for Orillia's artists is back this summer after a COVID-induced hiatus, and the Downtown Orillia BIA has agreed to help market and promote it. Enjoy this special night for the artists in town. They will out in droves and will have loads of amazing art for you to see and take home. Save the date, August 26th, and make sure to come downtown and participate. More details coming soon. Hibernation Arts guest artist for August is Nicole Rulf, and the opening reception is Thursday, August 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m. Live music this week? Jakob Pierce at Fair Restaurant on Thursday, Rick Robichaud Band Friday, Cam Galloway Saturday, and Chris LeMay Sunday afternoon, all at Couchiching Craft Brewery. Enjoy your long weekend, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.